This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Thinking about today, the most interesting part of our discussions, I would say, is the idea that it's maybe reasonable. Maybe, all right, let's just talk it out. Maybe reasonable to criticize a team for hiring a backup quarterback that's signing a backup quarterback that's too good.
Yes, I would definitely do that. I did earlier.
So the Colts should not have signed Flacco because of Richardson.
Yes.
So instead, they should have signed anybody else?
Someone lousy.
Mike White?
Sure.
Tyler Huntley?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, the idea that you can't keep going with Richardson because the rest of the players was just not. You come on, you got to help us out here. Give us a chance, right? The idea that there might be mutiny on a team when the quarterbacking is so bad. Is it better? Is it safer to have Tyler Huntley as your backup? Like, are you not subject to the same criticism if you don't have a Super Bowl winning quarterback as your backup like this? I don't know.
You could I think you could easily still get frustrated by your quarterback's inadequacies, but there's not a face or a name that you respect behind it. So you just sort of, okay, we all know what the score is. Right, we're just going to ride or die with this guy, and the franchise is interested in developing him, and it's going to take some time, and that's the deal. But as soon as the Super Bowl MVP guy is there, was he the MVP of that Super Bowl they won?
I believe so.
As soon as that guy's there, like, we don't have to live like this. We do that, and selfishly, every guy, they might like Richardson, they might believe in his talent, and they might like his him personally, and whatever. Like, we could win. I could win. That could be good for me. I'm going to be a free agent. Whatever. Like, it just becomes all about that. And so, yeah, I mean, for me, I know it's not necessarily the best. It's really the opposite of good team building, because you're willfully choosing to not have the best possible guy behind someone. If you get your pick of all these guys and you're picking the lesser of them because you want to protect the young guy, I know that that is almost absolutely bending over backwards. And again, probably not sound, but I mean, when Josh Allen was coming up, I did not want any part of an established veteran backup behind him that we could want, you know, fans would want to, or I would even want to pivot to. Let's give, we invested a lot here. Let's see it through. I'm going to sit here in this pool, this kiddie pool, and, you know, hopefully the water stays cool long enough for this not to be a problem and nobody pees in here. Like, I'm sitting here. This is it. I'm living in this pool. And if Cam Newton is here backing up Josh Allen in 2018 when he gets hurt, even. I don't even know if the timelines match up here. I don't know if by then Newton was available, but the idea is the same. He gets hurt, leaves the game, and is going to miss a couple weeks, and somebody steps in and wins. Well, we were a playoff team last year. It holds back the process of giving the young guy all the runway you could. Doesn't have to. You could just, you know, switch the noise off and say, we're just going to play the other guy, the young guy, and just keep going. I think it just gets harder if there's someone like Joe Flacco looming in the shadows.
There are so many variables. Like, teams are different. How young is your quarterback? This is different than last year's Jets, who perhaps intentionally made sure that their backups were terrible behind Aaron Rodgers so as not to threaten him or something, whatever that logic was. But, you know, he's 40 and not 22. And maybe, you know, it's of course different. Richardson, more fragile maybe. You know, we've had plenty of years talking about this with Bills guys. And I think I would always have wanted to say, it's easy to say, and it might not be fair, but that I need my guy to be tough enough mentally to be able to withstand whatever kind of pressure you feel like that. No matter who the backup is, your play will determine. You're the one who gets the head start. Richardson, you get to be the one who the team is going to want to build around you. They're going to put you in. You're going to start right away. You're going to get every, you know, in theory, all the teaching, all the coaching that you could need. And somebody else, whoever, it doesn't have to be, Joe Flacco's not the best example, but a fifth-round pick from 5 years ago that's on his third team, that, like, Matt Barkley, somebody like that, is he gets none of that. No benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what you're saying is, yes, here again is an example of where the Colts would be in a safer place in terms of Richardson, had they done that,
yeah,
but not as likely to win games.
Right. I think it is. It is a lot. I'm glad you recognize that it's easy to say. And, like, you know, every dude is going to be different. I shouldn't say that they don't have to. A lot of them could be exactly the same. But if, you know, what do we think they are, these guys are? They're all super strong-willed, confident, alpha, kingpin dudes. Like, I'm great. I know I'm great. That's it. I'm going to do the thing that I do. And you're going to just be in awe. Okay. Well, as soon as that cracks at all, and you're maybe not, you know, that's more of a front than it is really how you feel deep down in your core. Deep down in your core, you're wondering if the coach who's been belittling you is right. Like Tua talked about this when Brian Flores was his coach. Like, it's hard to just kind of keep coming in and feeling like everyone's behind you. You know, I'm pretty grateful here. We don't have that large a team, and, you know, these days there's hardly anyone here. But if half the building thought Brad Reiter should be doing this show with you, and they were all here, and we interacted with them, and we worked with them every day, and it's like, you know, 2005 or 2006, Brad's still working here, and some of the managers thought he should be in here with you, and I knew that, and I felt that. That would have sucked. That would have messed with me horribly. I just wouldn't have felt as sure every time I'm going to go to talk. I'm going to make sure I say this the right way, and like just wouldn't.
What would Brad do?
Brad would have undermined me. He would have.
No, I got to make sure. What would Brad say in this moment?
He would have been campaigning against me, Brad, publicly. They don't have lawn signs.
I think he's got a big birthday next week.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
I would have fended that off, that sort of speculation, because you can't have two hosts with the same birthday.
No,
you can't have that.
Right. You know he's got a big birthday, because we don't have a big birthday, but you have a birthday.
I have a normal one. Yeah. I've hosted a show with somebody that has the same birthday with me, in addition to Brad.
Really?
Bob Matthews.
All right.
In Rochester. We work together some, and he also has a birthday next week.
All right.
So now you know that. As you're talking, we're talking about these backup quarterbacks and pulling some random names. Kenny Pickett is trending, so I had to go see why Kenny Pickett would be trending. It's just people talking.
It's people talking. There's a list making the rounds of young quarterbacks who have been benched, and someone, I don't even know, I didn't recognize the name on the account that of the original tweet. It was like, the NFL has a quarterback development problem. Okay, all the good ones would like a word. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know if they have a they have a quarterback problem in that there aren't enough good ones, and that forces you to overdraft guys like Kenny Pickett because you think, like, oh, he could be it. Like, he's the best one there this year, so let's do it. And how does that usually work out? That's EJ Manuel, you know.
It's also Bo Nix.
Sure, I think so. I think that's fair.
Got to get a guy. Right. I'm not sure if he's good. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily exclude him from some you know kind of list like this. But he's still playing, and his team is 5-3. That's pretty good. You know, it's true to a point at least, because I mean it's just sort of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parent, there is no development happening. There can be, but it's not happening in the back.
Right.
It's happening on stage. It's happening in the spotlight. And these guys are measured week to week just like the veterans are. So that's not really development in the same sense as what Jordan Love got or Rodgers back 20 years ago.
Right.
And it's just logical that that's better for the player. You balance that against the urgency and all the other things that get said, which usually I'm a proponent of. Find out. If he's bad, then move on. And somebody else would say, well, if your chances of his being bad are greater because you're not waiting to put him in, then I don't know, is that a self-fulfilling prophecy? I mean, you're more likely to end up there, and you don't want to end up there. And every time we talk about this, I always just sort of like to throw it out that we still really do not know at all what the Bills' plan for Allen was.
Right, because they did not have much here at all to support him, and it went really badly, and he had to go right in. And I don't know, I guess I still would choose that lane, because if whoever were here instead of Nathan Peterman to start the 2018 season had been Joe Flacco or, you know, some 2018 version of Joe Flacco, who knows? You know, like, you have a year, you land on Geno Smith when he gets to Seattle, you've drafted Josh Allen, Geno Smith could have been this. That's 5 years after he was drafted, right? He was already on to other teams. You could have landed on him, and your structure and your support system, suddenly he's Seattle Geno Smith. I just drafted Josh Allen. Now what am I doing? Like I've got a competition. I wasn't really planning on having a competition. I wanted Geno to play just to sort of kill some time until we put this guy in. But he's actually good now. Uh-oh.
My guess would be, I mean, am I right that we really don't know, by the way? But my guess would be that in 2018, the Bills probably would have preferred what the Patriots got this year with Brissett and May. Although Peterman was young, so it was never going to like just hold off Allen. Right. But he was young enough where there might have been some hope that he could grow. And then I don't know where he went. If he was really good,
yeah. But
what happens?
Right. But at the least, you would have like hope like Brissett wasn't good, but you got through some games and you waited. And I'm sure the Bills thought they would get through some games. At least Sean McDermott thought they would get through some games with Nathan Peterman.
Yeah.
And they got through a half. Barely.
No first downs.
Right. The thing about that entire scenario that right now is making me want to think that couldn't have been the plan is because it does not shine a very complimentary light on McDermott. That like he would have thought Nathan Peterman could be our starting quarterback.
Well, he made that call.
Yeah.
But, you know, he might have, I don't remember everything about that preseason now, but he kind of maybe put himself in a box by saying like competition. And then if you have, I don't think it was undeniable, but if one guy,
dude,
it was that good.
You want it?
13 for 14 or something?
81% completion percentage in the preseason, Nathan Peterman.
So you can't not start him,
right?
When you do that,
right? And he didn't play just a little either. I mean, he was.
Didn't three guys each get one game?
He was great.
One start.
Oh, I don't remember now. Now that you mentioned
McCarron,
it. I do remember Allen getting hurt against the Bengals.
Well, yeah, John Ross. I don't know next year's quarterback class, like how deep it is. I know there's a couple guys at the top, like usual, but I don't know how many guys we're talking about. It could be that what's happened with Richardson and Bryce Young, I mean, two of the top four picks of last year's draft, what's happened there is enough where you could see teams kind of play it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Take a year, or you know, you might want to take a year before putting the guy on the field. I don't think it's the end of days for, quote, raw prospects. I mean, Richardson is incredible physically.
What's really remarkable about those two guys being lumped together like this
is that Young isn't.
It's just how different, like, right? It should be the end of taking 6 foot, not big armed, not that athletic quarterbacks first overall. I mean, why would you do that? If Kyler Murray was your comparison for some reason, you're missing a key element of Kyler Murray's, you know, aptitude. He's a great runner. Young's not. Richardson's the exact opposite. He's built in a lab freak show. Of course I'm drafting you first overall. Look at him. He's like RoboCop playing quarterback. I'm going to do that 100 times out of 100. And still doesn't look like it's going to work. At least it's not working right now, obviously. He's benched.
Right.
Maybe largely because he doesn't know how football works.
Look, it's an interesting game Sunday night, Indianapolis at Minnesota, with Brian Flores and the Vikings, who have been a problem. Not for Matthew Stafford so much last week, but for Rodgers, for other guys so far this year. And Flacco has the experience, I mean, obviously, and maybe even some experience playing against Flores. Probably in there a couple times. But Rodgers didn't, right? We looked that up. No. Rodgers didn't play against Flores except for when Flores was a position coach.
Right.
When he was calling plays. So anyway, that's kind of a cool one. And the Bills will play the Colts the following week in Indianapolis. So we'll see if Rodgers can stay healthy through this. They want him, they're saying it. They want him,
Flacco.
They want him to stay as the starter. He's almost 40 years old and he's not mobile. He's got to be able to do that.
Minnesota's been heating people up all year. Brock Purdy was talking about seeing ghosts and stuff. Like it's, yeah, they're wilting a little here, but the defense had a great reputation early this season.
Right. So then it gets awkward if you lose Flacco.
Right. Or he throws three picks in this game.
Is that enough? Going forward.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you can't just go back in 1 week.
Right.
I think.
Oh, give me the Colts in all kinds of disarray for the Bills visit.
Every team in the NFL with a winning record right now is in a playoff spot except one. Chicago. And that's a brutal loss. The Hail Mary to Washington.
Yeah.
How much worse does it look than the guy, Stevenson, in the corner
right.
taunting the fans before the game is over?
Right.
I mean, would you ever do that?
So bad. And then I think he's the one who got the hand on the ball. A tough one.
You can't ever do that. We know we can't do that.
Right. Yeah. Well, we should know that anyway.
Somewhat the equivalent of the guy high-stepping into the end zone where the ball slips out of his hand right before he gets to the goal line.
Or someone bats it out like Kyle Pitts on Sunday. But they didn't have a good angle of the replay to show it.
I thought that might not count.
I think if they had a pylon cam, it wouldn't have counted. But for some reason, they don't have those at every game. It's 2024. What are we doing?
It bothers me that Chicago-Washington was on CBS.
It should.
I still hate that.
It's not right.
It's an NFC game. It should be on the other network.
Yeah.
I mean, in the 80s, it would have been on CBS.
Yeah.
You know, all the major market teams, right? Every late summer all Madden, 4 o'clock on Sundays. New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Dallas, LA, San Francisco, the NFC.
Right.
Then to Fox, and now they trade these games back and forth. It's an outrage. It should be on the ballot next week.
Don, I'm going to write it in.
It should be on the ballot.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
Leave the NFC over there. Leave the AFC over here. None of this trading. Bad. We talked to Armando Salguero, not about this, but about Richardson and the Dolphins who come to town this week. We'll have that conversation for you next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.